Chapter 2, God, Stunt Kid. The title of the chapter is taken from a signed photo of Monty Ryder, which Sean got from the actor, Cliff Rinkle, who plays the character in the films. The beginning of this chapter continues to build suspense. The author alludes to Sean causing the problem, in response to something that is happening to him. Use the first paragraph to illustrate this technique. Okay, discuss the possible meanings in this paragraph. The author uses a flashback technique to build a background for the situation Sean finds himself in. A picture of a miserable boy bullied by his classmates. Because he can't perform at any sport, he's scared of heights, and his sister has let it slip that he's afraid of the dark. We feel sorry for him and are positioned to dislike the bully, Gary Farmer, immediately. The author creates the background to Sean's lie in the same way he built the suspense in Chapter 1. Sean was a Monty Ryder fanatic. His room was full of Ryder merchandise, posters, caps. His most treasured possession, an autographed photo. Best wishes to my good mate, Sean. He so easily told the lie. He said he knew Monty Ryder. So immediately we feel positioned to be on Sean's side. The author demonstrates Sean's attempt at lying, how Sean stammers. He stammered. Yes. Gary Farmer's bullying strategies are also written by the author. He stepped in close to him. But you'll be able to, and surely he'll let you bring in a... This shows how authors use speech to develop characters. The author uses foreshadowing. Information is provided on Buckley Springs' famous endangered species, the ringed brown snake, foreshadowing that this may play a role in the upcoming events. The author uses irony in choosing the words joyous to describe Sean's mood. Sean feels anything but joyous on the walk home after the movie, as he has the immediacy of Monty Ryder's visit on his mind. The chapter ends with another allusion, leading you on, trying to make you read on. When Sean stops at the milk bar to buy an ice cream, it was a stop that was going to change Sean's life. This continues to create suspense and the invitation to read on. The use of repetition and exaggeration gives added meaning. Discuss how Sean's life might change as a result of his lie. Inferences and idiomatic language. But there's only so much a boy can take before he has to give something back. The boys take sport as seriously as breathing. Sean's sister let it slip that he's afraid of the dark. Gary Farmer's comments about Sean being able to get them to meet Ryder, italicizing you. Interesting vocabulary, sayings, and colloquialisms in this chapter. Well, these words, pay attention. Miserable. Remote. Sensing a chance to seize glory. Celebrity. Assumed. Stammered. Rambled. Hapless. End credits. Well, I hope you enjoy the chapter, and I look forward to reading it with you. All right, enjoy 3M.